All right, good morning, everyone. We're going to begin here, as I'm sure people will be joining us, more people, and then we'll continue with our worship and gathering together this morning at this place, and then we will move to the picnic at the park. Psalm 19. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit to the other end of them. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. Amen. Today, right? Amen. Nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is a great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray, unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now.
You're
Multiply your love through us to the lost and the least. Let us be your healing hands, your instruments of peace. And may our single purpose be to imitate your life through our simple words and deeds. Let love be multiplied. Multiply your love through me to someone in need. Help me out to feed me this grace that I've received. Let my simple purpose be to imitate your life through my simple words and deeds, and love be multiplied. And I see your kingdom come to the poor and broken ones. And I see a mighty flood of justice and mercy, oh Jesus, let love be multiplied, let love be multiplied, multiply your church through us, to the ends of the earth.
Multiply your love. God, we thank you for this day, and thank you for that we as saints are gathered together here this morning, as they are in many places around the world today. And just thank you that we, your church, we are your hands and feet on this earth. And we just thank you for who you are. We thank you and praise you for what you've done for us on the cross. And we thank you that because of that, as we think about our needs and the things in our lives that cause us pain and hurt and ache, we just thank you that because of your work on the cross, because of your love for us, that we can walk through this life, and no matter what comes our way, that we can have faith and peace in our hearts, knowing that we can trust you with all of our brokenness. And so God, as we look at our prayer list, there's so many things we could pray for, and of course there's many, many prayer needs and things that are not on this list. Some that I know of, some that I don't. And so, God, we lift these things to you. We pray for Ray Swigert, the Melanie Bachman's grandfather. Pray that you would give him strength. He would just that his strength would continue to increase. We pray for Bob Whistler, Phil Miller's father-in-law, as he's home now and is having problems with his knee. And just pray that you'd be with him with the procedure that was done with the skin graft. Just pray that you would help him to recover from that. And we pray for Ron Hanna as he's recovering from knee replacement surgery. It's been up and down, but is continuing to heal. I just pray that you'd be with him. And we just pray for everybody else that's on this list. There's many, many needs. We also pray for those who are in the process of grieving the loss of loved ones. We pray for Dale and his family at the loss of his uncle as he's gone home to be with you. We also pray for Mary Hanna and anybody who knew Louise, Mary Hanna's longtime friend, as Louise has been in hospice and has gone to be with you. And just pray that you'd be with her family and that they would know your peace. And we pray for Nan's aunt, this would be Rose's sister, who has gone on to be with you, who has passed away. Just pray that you would be with her family. Pray that they would know your peace in the midst of the heartache. God, we know, as we read about or know about and learn about people who have passed on, people we know, people who are close to us, it's such a bittersweet thing as we know that we go through the grief of not having them here anymore, and yet the joy at knowing that they are with you and that we will see them at the resurrection when you make all things new. And so, God, we give you that wrestling that we go through. Pray that you would help us to come to grips with it and to understand it. And God, we thank you for the families that are expecting here. We just pray that you'd be with Jonathan and Natalie Cody as they have a baby coming in October. Just be with them as they are getting ready to move into a new house too. Just pray that you'd be with them in that very many transitions coming together at the same time there. And pray for Mary and me as we have a baby due in December. Just be with Mary and baby as they grow, and pray that you would just give Mary health and strength. And we also pray for the De Leon family, Alicia and Daniel, as they have a baby due in February. Just pray that you'd be with them in that. And we pray for the Denlingers as they await returning to Uganda to bring Ernest home. I pray that you would be in that situation, that you would make a way when it seems to be no way, and pray that they would know your peace in the waiting. And God, we thank you and praise you for the way that our church is involved in worldwide missions. I pray that you would be with Deanne and Mark and Kristen Cody, Deanne Zimmerman and Mark and Kristen Cody, as they are in Deanne in Thailand, Mark and Kristen in Peru. Just pray that you would be with them. Pray that they would know your presence and that they would hear your voice and be led wherever it is that you are leading them. And we pray beyond the people at Zion here, the way that we're involved in other ways, the Tikkaret Orphanage in Ethiopia with Sister Asayich, pray that you would just be with that ministry, you would grow it, that they would be able to overcome and survive the drought that's going on there right now. Pray for Tiffany Nunez, who's in medical school through Victoria's Fund in Bolivia, and pray that you would be with her and all the other ministries that she's involved in too. And God, I pray that as we sang in the one song today, that each and every one of us in this world, that in our own unique way, the way that you created us, that we would bring your kingdom to this earth, in our surrounding communities and in the world, in our families. I pray that you would lead us and guide us, that each and every one of us would be like a little postage stamp, a little spot in the world where your kingdom lives, and that we would show that to the world around us. Help us do that, God, in every moment of our lives. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. As you can see, we are not in Borough Park right now. We were talking earlier this weekend about the heat, and we decided to move the worship service at least here to the church in the nice, cool air conditioning so that we don't have to be in the heat for so many hours. We are going to, after worship, we're going to try to keep worship time a little shorter than normal maybe, and then we're going to go to the park. I've heard talk of maybe swimming pools and some water things for the kids, like sprinklers and water balloons, hopefully. And it is going to be hot, but we're going to try to stay cool here in the worship service, at least. And so we're going to try to keep things short, like I said. When I do dismiss you to the greeting, we're going to try to keep that a little shorter than normal. I know that's hard to pull off, but we'll at least try for that. This morning, Pastor Steve, will be preaching. He'll bring another installment in our sermon series, Highlights from Hebrews. And I believe the sermon, the title is Staying Faithful, which sounds interesting. I'd be interested to hear that. And also, just so you know, I've been announcing this the last couple Sundays. There is a Sunday morning prayer time starting at 9:45 every morning back in the meeting room. If you're interested in that, it's a great time to come and join together in prayer for our church, the worldwide church, and specific things that need prayer as well. So do come, and I'm sure I don't get to make it because I'm usually corralling kids in the nursery during that time, but if you are able to, it's a great time to meet and come together as a church. Let's see, volunteers are needed for the choir room. We're kind of prepping and getting things pulled together to turn our choir room into a toddler nursery. And so that's going to be something that's coming up. If you are interested in helping, you can see Krista Cote if you are available and able to help. Let's see, Sunday school. Sunday school will be resuming on September 11th, and that will be coinciding also with a visit of Stephen Shepherd from, go ahead, Steve.
Preston and Stephen are sharing a ministry during the Sunday school hour. So yeah. Sunday school starts the following.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephen will be here September 11th.
It will be meeting. We'll have the hour.
Yeah.
The time will happen.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so that first September 11th, that will be Stephen and Preston will be here, and they'll be talking. So it won't be our normal Sunday school time, but it will be in the time slot, yes. And they'll be talking about their ministry, Church Planting International, which we have gone on many trips with them, and we support them, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing them. Okay, I think that is everything. If I'm missing anything, somebody tell me. Okay. All right, so we are going to greet one another now. And like I said, let's try to keep it short so we can go to the park quickly. And all right, so you can greet everyone in Jesus' name.